Dane Swan's with us, 10 minutes to 8. Always great to have Swanee in studio. Just talking ahead to next year, I know we're recovering from serious injury. Before we move on to a few other topics, have you got a contract next year?
No, I don't, mate. No,
can we sort one out now this morning, Ed, or not? Have you spoken to the club at all about...
Let's ink something right now.
Have you got any ink?
I've got a little bit, yeah. A little bit of room too.
Would you be happy to extend if they came to you now and said, here's another 12 months or another 2 years?
I had a chat with Bucks last week or the week before off-site, so we went out for breakfast.
Who paid?
For club.
Yeah, wouldn't have been either of them. Yeah.
So you went out with Bucks. So yeah. When do you get that call up? Do you get nervous? Do you think, I'm being taken out and whacked here? The coach wants to see me.
I do.
You've seen.
Yeah, for Scott Penderby, no. But I certainly do. Wow. When Ed and Bucks in that call,
this Purdy, is not good.
It's not normally good.
It's a scary 15 minutes till I ring him back. I have to have a quick think about what I've done over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, we had a chat. It was all really positive and. From what I gather, they'd be really keen to have me play on, but I'm not going to play on if I don't think I can contribute at the level that I want to and I know I can. So it really all comes down to my foot. If my foot is okay and I think I can play at a high level, I'll certainly try and play on, but I'm not going to go through a year like I did a couple of years ago and get halfway through the year or halfway through preseason and think, what am I doing? I can't even run and all the supporters start hating me and the club starts thinking they've made a mistake by re-signing me. So,
what about at another club? Would you consider that?
No, I wouldn't, no. Absolutely not. Maybe West Meadows, maybe the local club. But
that's as close as you get to wearing a Richmond jumper playing for West Meadows,
mate. Exactly.
Hey, can I just say that in that situation, this bloke is sensational. There's no one who loves the club more than Dane Swan. And he has been absolutely nothing more than... so honest in the way he's gone about it, and hopefully, Swanee, you felt the love back that the club.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't want to do. We don't want Swanee having to think, oh, geez, I'm going to have to really go hard here, show that I can get back, and maybe even muck up his leg for the rest of his life or something. We want him to get himself right, and if it's all systems go, there's the first bloke picked on the list is Dane Swan.
Enough credit in the bank, I would have thought for Swanee to do all that. We've got to ask you about Clokey. How's he travelling? Have you caught up with him this week? And I'm assuming there'll be some extra nerves after a few weeks out.
I've caught up with him because I've obviously seen him at the footy club. I think he's really excited and raring to go. The footy club have made him earn it, which is, their decision. It's been great. It hasn't been great for him. He went back and got told some things he had to work on and had to find some enjoyment again. And in the end, he had to be picked on his merit and on his form. And I think the last game he played, he marked really well and kicked four and contested really well, which is exactly what Bucks was asking of him. So... he's earned his spot back in. He hasn't been gifted it, even though there's been a couple of injuries. They wouldn't have picked him if he hadn't have played well. So he's ready to go, and I have no doubt he'll have a big impact for us going forward. And we certainly need him in the finals. He's a big game player, and when he's at his best, he takes as good a contested mark as anyone in finals. You know that's exactly what you need. So I have no doubt he's going to be better for the month in the twos, and he'll come out and really play some good footy.
A lot of finals talk here.
And a lot
of, do you reckon? Well, getting a bit ahead of himself down there at Collingwood.
That's the only way we think, mate.
Yeah, exactly. He's towing the party line a bit this morning too, Swanee. I think when the president's
got his diplomatic hat on.
You've seen what goes on. We're all as one.
Who's the old Swanee? He's the old rebel rage.
No, he used to come
live on the edge, say what you like,
shoot from the hip a
cause
bit.
Some trouble, blow up the club, missing in action.
Not maturing.
Where's that Swanee? That's the Swanee we fell in love with.
Yeah. He just hasn't been caught for a while.
Head over to Bali and catch up with him in a fortnight, couple of weeks' time.
Knocks off a tuk-tuk.
Good call.
Hey, who wins tonight? I get a quick tip on Friday night's game. First game on a Friday night in Tassie. Who's going to get up?
I think Golden State win today.
Tonight, North.
They're already finished.
North,
North Melbourne play Richmond tonight.
For the G.
Down in Tassie for the first ever Friday night game.
Are they? What are they doing down there?
It's a historic moment, Swanee, in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tigers or the Kangaroos?
I think probably North down there. Yeah. That's their home ground. So is it the home ground?
It is there.
Well, yeah. They'll play really
well.
You
should go to the media after your career.
Yeah,
you should
absolutely.
Do some commentary. So, you seem to be up on it all.
Yeah.
You're like Bruce McAvaney.
Carey's playing good footy, so I think the Duck will be hard to stop tonight. And
Still going around the duck, is he?
I notice you've got an Oklahoma City cap on. Is that your team of choice in the NBA? Just got knocked out by the Golden State?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. So it was a good series, but the Golden State were just a little too good, I think.
Will they win? Will they go on and win the final?
I certainly hope so, mate, because I'm financially invested in them. So I would like them to win. But I hope it's a good series. Matthew Dellavedova, obviously, he's a great pie man, and he's a Cav, so hopefully he plays well. But I just want to see a good series, but I think Golden State will win. But what do I know?
You know a bit more about the NBA than what's happening tonight down in Tassie. Good on you, Swanee. Great to see you up and running. All right, good luck with your foot. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
On, one of the all-time greats, Dane Swan, here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast.